Listen to a group of students discussing a lecture from an oceanography course.
That was a fascinating lecture, wasn't it?
It certainly was. And that's good because we need to understand the information from the lecture for the next exam.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the lecture too. But I'm, not looking forward to the exam. Do you want to discuss the information from the lecture to make sure we understand the key points?
Sounds like a good idea to me. That way, we'll all be better prepared for the next exam.
Sounds good to me, too.
You know, before the lecture, I had no idea that there was so much life at the bottom, at the bottom of the ocean.
Neither did I.
For a long time, scientists thought there was little or no life at the bottom of the ocean.
Because it's so cold?
Well, not just because it's so cold, but also because of the lack of sunlight.
But now they know there's a tremendous amount of life at the bottom of the ocean, sometimes as much as 4 miles down. 4 miles!
It's hard to even believe the ocean can be 4 miles deep.
In some places, it is. And when it's that deep, obviously, no sunlight can get down there.
And some of the animal life down at the bottom of the ocean is huge. Did you notice that picture of the giant worms and giant shellfish?
Yeah, and that really huge shark.
And those animals are able to exist down there because of the black smokers.
The black smokers. I didn't quite understand that part of the lecture. Could you explain it?
Sure. I copied this picture of the black smokers during the lecture. See?
They look like volcanoes, don't they?
Well, that's because they actually are volcanoes on the ocean floor.
There are some volcanically active areas on the ocean floor. Water gets heated in the volcanoes, and jets of extraordinarily hot water shoot out.
These underwater volcanoes are called black smokers because when the hot, hot water shoots out, it looks like black smoke.
And this water from the black smokers heats up the cold, cold water around them.
So life is able to exist on the bottom of the ocean because the black smokers heat up the water so that it's not too cold.
The black smokers do more than provide heat to support life. They also provide food.
There's no food on the bottom of the ocean?
Well, no food as we know it because there's no sunlight. Most of the world's living creatures depend on sunlight for food, in one way or another, through photosynthesis.
I see. But deep in the ocean, there's no sunlight.
And if there's no sunlight, photosynthesis isn't possible.
That's one of the main reasons why scientists used to believe that life wasn't possible at the bottom of the ocean, where there was no sunlight.
Scientists now know there's a tremendous amount of thriving life down in the depths of the ocean around the black smokers.
But this life can't depend on photosynthesis because there's no sunlight.
That's right. Life in the depths of the ocean is dependent on chemosynthesis rather than photosynthesis.
Chemosynthesis? How do you spell it? Chemosynthesis? So it's dependent on chemicals rather than light?
Yeah. The volcanic water heated by the Earth's inner core is full of minerals. When the heated water erupts from the black smokers, bacteria around the black smokers are able to metabolize the minerals. Then the bacteria are eaten by other forms of life.
So the minerals nourish the bacteria, and the bacteria nourish other life forms.
That's exactly right. Life is dependent on the minerals from the black smokers. This is the only environment on Earth where life that's totally independent of the energy of the sun is known to exist. The energy that supports these life forms comes from the Earth itself.
That's truly amazing.
It is. It's also pretty wonderful that we seem to understand this material and are a little better prepared for the exam.